Here's a pretty extraordinary find. This week, archaeologists announced that they've uncovered one of the largest medieval hospital cemeteries in Britain.
The discovery was made a few years ago on the campus of Cambridge University. An archaeological team was digging underneath the old Divinity School at St. John's College ahead of renovations when they started finding skeletons.
When you find the first one or two, it's slightly a shock when you see the face and the skull of someone staring back up at you.
That's Craig Sesford, the leader of the team. He says they kept digging and found the remains of about 1,300 people.
Some of them are complete and you can see the body laid out. Other ones were just jumbles of bones.
Sesford announced the discovery in the Archaeological Journal. The remains are from the 13th to 15th centuries, buried without coffins from the Hospital of St. John the Evangelist.
That's actually how St. John's College in Cambridge got its name. Now, before you start imagining 13th century surgeries gone wrong, Sesford says it wasn't the kind of hospital we think of today.
It's sort of a combination of a nursing home, a hotel, a church, and all those things wrapped into one, really.
Sesford says it's hard to tell from just the bones how the people in the hospital cemetery died.
It's quite possible that some of them died of bubonic plague, and of course a lot of relatively simple diseases that today you can get vaccinated against would potentially have been fatal at that time.
Now, to Americans, it might be surprising that a massive medieval cemetery went so long without being discovered. But Sesford says it's just another day when you're digging in a historic place like Cambridge.
Anywhere we dig, we find up to 1,000 years of archaeology, lots of remains of the medieval colleges, Roman archaeology and prehistoric archaeology within the town.
So watch your step, people of Cambridge. You never know what ancient stories may be beneath your feet.